ambassadors of Christ, who is the chief ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. And all of us, man, is like little ambassadors under him. If I can see it this way, he's like the Secretary of State. That's what the Secretary of State is. He don't represent, he represents the government. He's the highest official in that cabinet, in them call out ones. Because he represents, man, the whole government. In a foreign territory. When he goes to a foreign territory, man, he's going to act and live and talk and walk and live according to the world that he's in. He live according to the world that he comes from. If you take, man, an ambassador from the United States, you can send him to the poorest country, man, on the earth. You can send him over there in Haiti, man, where it's kind of poverty over there. And, man, he don't live like them people over there in poverty. He live, man, over there like he was living in the United States. The United States provides the property, the big old mansion that he live in, the guards, the food that they eat, everything. Everything is supplied by the government. Ambassadors don't pay no bills. Members of Parliament do, but not ambassadors. That's who we really are. You say, my God should supply all your needs. Let me tell you something, man. The ambassador, man, the government supply all they need. Ambassador don't have to worry about no house, no. No car, no. What they going to eat. What they going to wear. Where they going to live. The government know that they have need of all these things, man. All they got to do is seek first, man, to represent the governing interests of their country, the United States. As long as they represent, man, the interests of the United States, then the United States, man, supply all they need. That's why I say, man, we've been religiousizing these words, man, instead of, man, boy, doing like what the words say, man. Listen, this is a very familiar scripture, man, in the Bible. The Bible says this. They ask him, what are we going to eat and what are we going to drink and how are we going to make it and how are we going to live? And Jesus said, listen, you don't have to take no thought of those things. You don't have to worry about how you're going to make it in life and how you're going to live in life and how you're going to get over in life and how you're going to succeed in life and how you're going to be prosperous in life. So your Heavenly Father created you for to have all of that. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, what you going to wear, what you going to eat, how you going to live, how you going to make it, what you going to drive, all these things will be added onto you on a daily basis. You won't even have to take no thought for tomorrow. Because everything will be added unto you on a daily basis. Each day, man, your God will supply all your needs. But they don't just happen, man, like ripe cherries falling out the tree. You got to come past, man, all the religious ties and be, man, who you really are. Who are ambassadors. Representative, man, of your government. Of your country, of him, of Christ, of our Father, the Most High God, establishing, man, his rule and his governing influence and his dictates and his will and his desire and his purpose in this foreign territory that he placed us in, that he gave to us. We come from heaven. God ain't trying to, man, get you to live holy so that you can get back to heaven. No, man, you come from heaven. That's where you begun at. You begun in the presence of the Lord. And everything that we're going to accomplish, if we're going to accomplish the will of God for our life, the will of God for our life, the only way we can accomplish that, you got to be in that place, in the presence of the Lord. And listen, as we come to the knowledge of it and know that the middle wall of partition has been torn in two and that we can come all the way into it. And as we grow in faith in there, then we start coming, just not coming into it cowardly and saying, oh, Lord, but coming boldly into it. Man, listen, that's where everything that we're looking for, all our blessings, is in that place. Thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Well, in heavenly places. In that place, in the presence of the Lord. That's where it begun at, man, from the very beginning. You begun in him. You came from him. That's why I say mighty men and mighty women are the Most High God. That's why I say you're a masterpiece, because you come from the master. But if you lost your identity and your and where where you were originated at and why you're here and what you can do and where you're going to end up at, man. If you lost that knowledge of that, man, then you live and die like mere men and mere women. And through religion, you start trying to appease deity so that you can, man, get that back. Well, there ain't nothing you can do to get that back. That's why God so loved the world. That he sent his only begotten son to get that back. So let the Lord build a house, I'll labor in vain. Listen, man, the only reason why we saved, man, because God sent a Savior. Our Father in heaven sent a Savior. Ain't nothing you did to earn that. God sent salvation to us. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, and bless his holy name. That's in Psalm. I think it's 107. Forget not his benefits, or either 103. But forget not his benefits, who forgive all our iniquities, who heal all our diseases, who redeems our life from destruction so that our youth is renewed like the eagle, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. I'm talking about day by day by day being renewed. Everlasting life. Saved by the grace of God. That's not of ourselves. Through faith. And that's not of ourselves. That's a gift from God. That's why God saved us. Why? Because, man, I'm talking about his reputation is at stake. Listen, God said, let's make man our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish and sea. He the manufacturer. And if the product, man, default or malfunction and everything else, let me tell you something, man. The manufacturer, man, going to recall that product, fix that product back up, man, and try to get it back on the market as fast as he can. Why? Because his reputation is at stake. That's why I tell you, any of them products that come with a guarantee. If anything happened to this product, if you operate according to the way we tell you to operate it, if anything happened to it, then you ship it back to us at our cost. We will replace it at our cost. And we will ship it back to you at our cost. Why? For our name's sake. Them people don't even know you. But they'll do all that, man, for their name's sake. Why? Because their name's sake is at stake, man. God said, let's make man in our image, and our likeness. And if we got derailed or malfunctioned, man, on the course of the way, then all God say, man, get that product back to me. Why? Because my name is at stake here. I said, let's make them in our image and our likeness. And if that don't come to pass, then who's going to get my product if my word ain't no good? So it malfunctioned, man, everything else, man. But let me tell you something. I'm going to make sure that my product come back to me. I'm going to send it back to authorized dealers. They got a lot of unauthorized dealers out there. Buddha. Muhammad, Hare Krishna, Catholicism. I'm going to go ahead and go a little bit further. Christianity. I'm talking about the religions of all these things. They are unauthorized dealers. Who is the authorized dealer, man? Jesus Christ. That's the authorized dealer. You bring that product, man, to him. You come to him. There ain't no salvation in Buddha. There ain't no name given on earth whereby we must be saved but by the name of Jesus, by the word of God. When it says in the name of Buddha, it's really talking about, man, the words of Buddha. I'm just hitting and missing here because I'm just telling a story. There's a whole bunch of controversy and men going on. I see even on social media, man, they posted now, man, you know, his name is Jesus. Some say Yahweh, Mashiach, and all these different names, man, and everything else. Man, let me tell you something. There ain't nothing but a trick of the devil, man, to get you caught up in the memes. What difference does it make, man? You know, whatever. You try to call his name. You get caught up in that, then you're caught up in the means. That's a trick of the devil, man, to keep you, man, in the means at the expense, man, of you never getting to the end. Listen, it's way more than whether it's Jesus or Yeshua or all that, man, listen, his name is called the Word of God. That's his name. Who? The Word of God. The Bible say, man, in John, your Bible, you know the scripture very well. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in him, who the Word was life, glory to God. And the life that's in the Word was the light of men that shined in the darkness of the ignorance of men and brought illumination. And then later on, and he said he came to his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. As many as believed on his name. And then a few verses down, man, around John chapter 1, verse 12 to 14, somewhere up in there, it say, and the Word became flesh. And who? The Word became, man, a human being, became flesh. We know him as Jesus, Yeshua, whatever name you want to call him, man. That ain't the issue here. It's the Word of God. You get preoccupied with the names and all that thing else, man. When you're talking about Jesus, you're talking about the Word of God. You're talking about the Word of God, you're talking about God. The Bible says in Revelation, man, chapter 14, man, their name shall be called the Word of God. It's either chapter 14, 19, or chapter 19, 14. What's his name? And his name shall be called the Word of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. And look what he was full of, grace and truth. And it don't stop there. It's saying of his fullness. What was he full of? Grace and truth. What that is, that's the manufacturer's favor toward us. That if the product break or malfunction, man, bring that name back to me. In fact, you ain't got to bring it to me. I'm coming to get my product. Why? Because my name is at stake. At stake. My word is at stake. What's your name? The Word of God. Who is Jesus? The Word of God. Listen, boy, them other guys, man, Moses and all them, they spoke for God. Jesus is God. That's the difference. Muhammad, Buddha, Hinduism, man, Mormonism, all the different religions, they speak for God, man. Jesus Christ said, I ain't speaking for God, I am God. I am the Word of God. And the Word of God became man, a human being just like you, and dwelt among us. To do what? To show you. To show us, not for us to have church around him. That's all right. That's the holy place. But man, don't stop there. Don't get preoccupied there. That's a good thing. I can tell you the devil's most successful tactic against us is to preoccupy us with the good things. At the expense of forfeiting the great things. Listen, that's a good thing. But, man, you got to come all the way back, man, into where it all begun at, what God really wanted, and what God's true desire is, and what God's true purpose, man, for his redemptive work, for him saving you, for Jesus Christ dying up on the cross and cleansing us from all our unrighteousness. So that we can come back into the presence of the Most High God and learn of him. That's why Jesus said, all you come unto me with heavy laden, man, and find rest for your soul. Because my burden is easy, my burden is light, my yoke is easy. Or either way it goes, you know what I'm saying. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why? Because, man, let me tell you something, I'm the way. And when you get in on what I'm doing, then you cease from your works. That don't mean you don't work. I mean you cease from your works and you get in on my works, said the Lord. And if we get in on God's work, then his work is a finished work. How you know that, Arthur? Remember what we said back in Genesis chapter 1? And God said, let's make man in our image and our life. That's the Word of God. That's Jesus. And then it says, so God created man in his image. He didn't say God created. That's past tense. In his image created he them. Male and female created them, and God blessed them. Let me tell you something, man. What God done blessed, it can't, man, be cursed for eternity. It can't be cursed. You can't curse what God done already blessed. The devil tried to put it on him and everything else, but, man, I'm talking about Jesus Christ, and the Word of God is always around, man, to lift it off of us, man. Everything that the devil tried to put up on us, man, all the condemnation that comes from the curse of the law, man, that declares you unsuitable for use and tell you you ain't this and you ain't that because you done this or you done that, man, there is no condemnation, glory to God, to those who are in Christ Jesus, in that place, but in Christ Jesus, in him. I ain't talking about in church. Anytime I found your name on a church roll and shaking the preacher hand and signing your name on a church roll, I heard a preacher say, man, 35 years ago, man, listen, you might as well shake a donkey tail and sign your name on a barn. That'll get you into heaven faster than them will. Just joining a church? No, man, you got to be born into the kingdom, man. You got to come. You got to be born again. You got to, man, sign here. You got to meet the Lord Jesus Christ and shake his hand and get your name, get it written on a church roll, get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Holy God. All the other stuff, that's just types and shadows of what God really trying to do. That's just a means to an end. You join, shake the preacher hand and join the church, man, that ain't going to get you saved. But when you shake the Lord Jesus Christ's hand, when you come and, man, personally meet him and, man, and be introduced to him and get the invitation, man, to join, man, his work, what he doing, his church, then, boy, he taking you write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, glory to God. Not on the church roll. In the Lamb's Book of Life. You know what that means? That means you ain't going to die and go to hell. I mean, you got the everlasting life, and the everlasting life you got, you ain't going to spend it eternally separated from God. You're going to spend it, man, eternally in the presence of the Most High God, in that atmosphere, and in that environment. Why? Because that's what God designed for you, man, to accomplish his purpose and destiny for your life, in his presence. I told you, man, when I had that personal encounter with the Lord, man, everything was all right. I can't even explain it. I ain't got no words to even try to, man, comprehend, man, you know, or even, man, make known, man. It's far beyond, man, my little finite thinking can't even, man. I can't, I've never been able, for 40 years, man, that's been, man, 45 years ago, I ain't never been able to articulate it, put it into words. I don't know no words, man, that can compare to it, that can come close to, man, describing it. The best I could come up with. We do it very little justice, the presence of the law. And everything that we're going through from Genesis chapter 3 all the way through, man, the end of your Bible is a means to that one end. But to get you and I, man, cleansed up so that you and I can come back into the presence of the Most High God. Because that's where all our goals is accomplished at. That's why God planned that spot on the earth with an open door for the moment. Into a delightful place, the presence of the Lord. The Bible called it Eden, the Garden of Eden. That's God, man, establishing, man, the heaven on earth. A spot on the earth where the atmosphere and environment of heaven and the likeness of heaven and what's going on in heaven on that spot for that moment on the earth with an open door into a delightful place, but the presence of the Lord. And from that place, he told mankind to be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. Well, from that place, the only way we can accomplish the will of God and the mission of God and the purpose of God for our life, we got to be from that place. As long as they was in that place, I told you everything was all right. All hell didn't break loose until Adam and Eve got put out of the Garden of Eden. And the Holy Spirit left their spirits. That's when all hell broke loose. In fact, man, the first crime that was committed, man, Cain killed Abel. Why do you think Cain killed Abel? Because God told that devil, he said, boy, that same woman who you deceived, the seed of that woman going to come, boy, and he's going to grind your head in the ground. You're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to bruise your head. And ever since then, boy, that devil began to hunt relentlessly for that seed. That's why Cain killed Abel. God accepted Abel's sacrifice, man, so the devil said, oh, that must be the seed right there. So, boy, I'm talking about he influenced Cain to kill Abel. And mankind been killing each other ever since. But that's the devil trying to destroy that righteous seed. That's the devil trying to destroy mankind. He come to what? The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But, oh, I love that word right there, boy. And when I find that in the Bible, when it's like that, it tells man what the devil come to do. Then it nullifies it, and then tell man what God is doing. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ said, "But I am come that you might have life, and that more abundantly." What that life is there? It's in the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and in Him was life. And when that life that's in the Word begin to shine in the ignorance of or the lack of knowledge that we have that Word, or in darkness, the darkness couldn't put it out, couldn't see it, couldn't overtake it, couldn't stop it from shining. The ignorance that we have in our lives, the lack of knowledge that we have of it, man, can't stop it from shining, can't stop it from coming forth. Can't stop it, man, from producing and becoming, man, what God sees. He blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and subdue and replenish the earth. He finished. And God created them in His image. His image created He them. Male and female created He them and blessed them. And then, boy, on the seventh day, and He saw all that, boy, He said, that was very good. Then the Bible says on the seventh day, man, He rested from all His work. Complete. Finished. Through. In other words, man, it's going to be what He said. It's a done deal already. If He said it, boy, it's done. It's finished. You can't return to Him, boy. In other words, if God spoke something, man, it cannot, man, return to Him, boy, unaccomplished. He's a man of His word. That's why I say, boy, he's a God of His word. And not only is He the God of His word, He's a man of His word, too. What man? That's Jesus. That's the man of His word. The God of His word, that's the Almighty God Himself, the creator of everything. The one who created everything. The one who owns everything. The one who is Lord by reason of creation. He owns everything. Everything belongs to Him. He's the Lord of all the heaven and the earth. Everything is His. That's why I say the kingdom of God, boy, is His story. And you know what, man, the Lord want to tell us in this radio broadcast? He say, listen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything that you have need of, it'll be added unto you. So again, we ain't got into, you know, the functioning principles of it yet. We just still, man, trying to get down on the inside of us, boy, God trying to get down on the inside of us, the character and the nature, the image. Why? Because the Bible says you behold in the mirror, look into that mirror and see that man, then you start, man, being changed into that very image, becoming that very image, becoming that. You're changed into the, as you look into the perfect law of liberty, you're changed into that same image. Man, going from glory to glory to glory to glory. That's in your Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. What happened, man? We grand men becoming that. Right? Because, boy, you're looking into that. You're going after that. You're searching for that. You're pursuing that. You're studying that. You're inclining your ears to that. What? The kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? What God is doing. And His way of doing what He's doing. And watch what He say. He say, and make that your number one priority. Let me ask you a question. You don't even have to answer it. Is seeking first the kingdom of God your number one priority? Is seeking first the kingdom of God your church's number one priority? Is seeking first the kingdom of God your pastor, your prophet, your evangelist, your bishop, your pope, your president, your prime minister, your mayor, your governor, your senators, your political men, you know, leaders? Is seeking first the kingdom of God their number one priority? And then we wonder why, man, you know, things that's already ours, man, is not being manifested in our lives. Why? Because we're trying to get what we already have instead of having what's already ours. I'm going to say it again. We're trying to get what we already have. And we ought to be just having what's already ours. See, that's a different point of view. That's a different way of coming at it. That's a different way of going. That's why you say, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things that belong to you. Your Father know that you have need of all these things. And the word Father is source and sustainer. And if he's the source and sustainer of our life, and he know that we have need of all these things, then all we got to do, man, is make that our number one priority. What? Get in on what he's doing and seek that. You got to go after that. I ain't talking about have church about it and shout about it, but I'm talking about you got to pursue that. Search for that. Go after that. Make that your number one priority. Because if you do, that's where everything that you're looking for, everything that you desire, everything in mankind wants, the utopia, the better world, that's where it's at. It's in, man, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. It's in the secret place of the Most High God. It's in the presence of the Lord. It's back in that place. And everything that Jesus Christ has done, man, for us, man, through his death, burial, and resurrection, boy, it's to get us, to prepare us, and to get us back to that place. God ain't got no problem getting the place to us. But he's having an issue of getting us back to the place. Why? Because the God of this world has tried to blind our eyes and harden our heart. To seeing we see not, and hearing we hear not. And the Bible says, boy, in Matthew chapter 13, some have closed their own eyes. Some say, well, hey, listen, I don't know about that kingdom, man. And this is what he's saying. They still under the law and the prophets. They still preaching the law and the prophets. And Jesus Christ says, from John the Baptist up until now, from Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophets have been preached. But now, on that Mount of Transfiguration, the transfer took place. Well, then they hand the baton to me. Now the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is being preached. Well, in time past, he spoke to us through the prophets. But in this day and time, he's speaking to us through his son. Who, like I say, he ain't speaking to us through the prophet. He's speaking to us himself. That's who Jesus is, God, the word of God. He's speaking to us himself. He wants to speak to you himself. That's why he say, come all the way behind the veil into the presence of the Lord. So that you can not hear, not just hear what Arthur is saying, but that you can hear what the Holy Spirit, what God is saying to you about what Arthur is saying. So that you can be edified and built up. And listen, my time is up on this broadcast, you know it. And I promise you, listen, you tune into this radio ministry, man, and God, man, want to bless you. When we came back home here, that's what God told us. He said, hey, listen, I want to bless that community. I want to empower that community. I want to use that community. I want to use that. The community is all the people. You know, I want to use those people. I want to do great and mighty things through them. I need a place to do it from and a people to do it through. All your building is being restored back over there. You know, that's the place. I've got a church building that we had set up one time, you know, by us getting out of the will of God and getting ahead of God and be a valueless for God, but not according to knowledge and not according to God's will. Sometimes you can get ahead of God. But boy, everything is being restored, man. Why? Because, boy, what God assigned me was. I'm going to bless the people, man. All those under the sound of your voice, all those who are in your circle of influence. I'm going to empower them. I'm going to bless them. Right. I need a place to do it from and a people to do it through. And listen, that's the purpose for this radio ministry, to empower you, to allow God to do this ministry to bless you and do all a lot of other ministries as well, too, to bless you and to bless other ministries, too, to lead us, men like Joshua did, across the Jordan River into our inheritance. Moses got us across the Red Sea, got us saved. Jesus Christ got us saved. Moses got us saved, but it was Joshua that took him into the inheritance. Jesus Christ got us saved, but the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to take us into our inheritance. Hey, listen, I love y'all. My time is up. I forgot. You contact us, 713-870-3776. My wife, Gail, and I, my family, we love you with the love of the Lord. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry.